causes to. But only people have potential of life. When that potential is not attained, it becomes tough. Just in,
when a person's learned Torah, they learned it Arai, the Schoyer is Tachas, Pelkish, learned it Arai. It means that he's misrelating to the Torah. He's taking the Ikur of the world and relating to it secondarily. The misused potential, using the Adam power of the world, higher than Adam power, the highest level Kleach that there is in the world, which is the Torah, it's not going to be good. Is it better that he shouldn't have? No, it's better that he should. It's better that he should. This is what Mephoshim say. That the measurement of Kvah and Arai is not only in ours. Mainly in attitude. A person who be'emes needs 8 hours to make a panosa. But his relationship to that is that you work 8 hours in order to live 2 hours. So 2 hours is the hours that he learns. So that's Kvah. Those 2 hours can make an effort. And that's the proper way that the Mishnah should be done. Nowadays, there are many people, the Gzeira of Gzeira is a Kirchatov Olecha. It's gotten worse in the last generations. It seems to be very severe Gzeira. And there are other people that have been totally, close to, gone to extremes. But B'cholof, and for those who are under the Gzeira, sometimes it's a very, very strong Gzeira. And really to make really not anything more than that. Takes many hours. There's not always the possibility of working 4 hour days. The Rambam suggested. And the Rambam's on the Balabatim is probably doing more. But the Rambam says that what's the key in the Rosh Hashanah? You learn 4 hours a day, you learn 8. So that's 12, and you have 8 hours to sleep. And that's the time for all the other person's needs. You have 8 hours to sleep. It's 4 hours to work. Who can make up another thing? Well, it's not so easy. Then we have to make up for the time in attitude. But we call Hamar the Schoyer Mahdi. Why Schoyer in particular? That wasn't so clear in the Mishnah, unless the Mishnah knew that there would be an American one day. And that the main problem, this thing called Tachlis, and that's what's referred to as morale gives us another approach for understanding the concept of why particularly the Mishnah says the Marv of the Schoyer Machkin. And all the Rishonim already bring that this Mishnah is explained, relates to a Gemara in Eretz, and it says that Rashi is a possible for him. That there are two. So, Loi Meiva Yomu, the possible thing, it's called Loi Meiva Yomu, Loi Vishamayim Yu, Loi Yu Vidom, El Picho Lavo Chavasoisa. Torah is not in Shemayim, and Torah is not in the other end of the ocean. What is this describing? So the Gemara says, you're not going to find Torah in Gasei HaRuach, in Bala Gaiva, and not in the people of Marv of Yisrael. So the Gemara asks the same type of questions that we had on the Mishnah here too. It says, Gaiva is a terrible meaning, but there are other bad meanings. Why in particular, just because it's nice, trash, but Bishamayim, he is Gaiva, right here. But it has some more Torah after that, right? He says, a person who's really bad in kas, he brings, the chazal, kine. I'll say that even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was curious, who was shocked with double brain, Eliezer had to say the halachas. Just want to tell me bad meters, you're not going to listen to a lot of bad meters. What's in particular is this bad meter of guy that being pointed out and expressed in the Pasuk in this form. And what's the relation? What kind of harusa are these two? What's the harusa of the problem? What's the two sides of the same coin that we've been explaining over here? that the Baal Gaiva can't have something no Torah by the Baal Gaiva, no Torah by the Marble Disorder. So he says that the point here, and this is a depth here, but we'll see if we can understand it. The point is whether you see Torah as another aspect of the physical world, which means as a chokhmah, like all other chokhmahs. All the chokhmahs, there are sheva chokhmahs, all the sheva chokhmahs of the world, and all of the derivatives that we, nowadays we've branched and branched and sub-branched, left to back of the left to the but it's all the basic chokhmahs that exist in the world of seven chokhmahs. If a person sees Torah as another aspect of the physical world, it means that you relate to it in the same way that any of the other chokhmahs are. So it says that the what the Mishnah is explaining, what the Pasuk is explaining, Loi b'shamayim, Loi me'eretz ha'yom, Loi me'eva ha'yom, is at this point, meaning, right? The basic difference between Geshem and Ruach. Geshem has distance. It has three dimensions. There's Gova and length and width. So it's Loi b'shamayim, he is saying, if you relate to Torah as something physical, so then you can say, if I'm in here, so maybe it's over there. It could be Rikuk Mokon, and that could be neither of the two directions. Length and width are not a different dimension, just different in terms of this point here. Gova, Shamayim, and Me'iv Eliyon, the extension to the end of whatever continent you live on, you always end up at the Yam. Saying to the end of the world, to the extension that you can go, is to the Yam, and to here to the Me'iv Eliyon, the other world, the new world, over there. Over there could be a neighbor, but over there. Right? The main thing is over there. The Baal Gaiva has the impression, why does Gaiva relate to this idea? The Baal Gaiva has the impression that he's the big guy. He's the big guy in the park, he's the big guy in the committee, he's the big guy. He's the big guy. He thinks he's big. But he doesn't realize is that, in truth, he's the opposite. He's Gas. Gas Ruach. Why? Because he's defining quality of the neshama, quality of a person, in physical terms. I'm bigger than you. It's no difference that I'm bigger than you in Gaiva terms, that I'm bigger than you because my cells grew a few centimeters higher than you. That doesn't make sense. Okay. So all the short people know that. A person who would make that type of mistake, and it seems that there are people who do that still. There's no basic difference between that and thinks that he's a Baal Gaiva for a public reason. He says he's defined human quality, which is a ruchnius, in physical terms. So he sees himself at the top of the totem pole, but he doesn't understand his whole totem pole is the little gas one, the physical one. He's taking the wrong totem pole. His whole measuring stick is the little stupid one, the one that's not important. But in Ruchnius, he blew it. The top of the totem pole, but that totem pole isn't there. It's Gas Ruach. Ruach, Gas Ruach. This is clear in definition. Ruach is something that is as fine as can be. Gas is as grob as can be. So I can say a Gas Ruach. That's exactly why he's called that. Because he did, that's exactly what he did. He took real quality, human value. He's a Baal Gaiva. That means he's made it gas. He's taken Ruchnius and valued it in gas mystic measurements. Gas Ruach. It's a steering definition. He's a Yisaisa is Atzma. That's exactly what Malkai is. He's Seisis Atzma. Any person who would understand what it is when he expresses Gaira would hide his head in the worst form of shame. And the way to know that is to look at that guy, the Baal Gaira. Right? Usually, if somebody's really a bad Baal Gaira, even the person who looks at him has to hide it. They can't look at him. Right? It's so low that even the person, he can't look at it. It's a steering. Why can't you look at it? It's not you to do it. Because it's like moths. You can't look at something that's self-destructing. Right? And not only, you know, the person has a wound. He has a wound. Right? You didn't do it. You have a wound. Don't go parading it around. Right? The bald guy usually parades around. I'm the bald guy. Gasp. I don't understand. What does Shemayim mean? The Torah is not to be found in the Gasei Ruach. The Gasei Ruach are those who values of height, quality, right? Of real Ruach values are Gas. If you use Gas, you use the values. And therefore, that labor Shemayim. And Gas Ruach, you can't find Torah. Because Torah appreciation requires appreciation of Chalal and of things. Then you'll realize the Torah is a height of it. The person's working on between the 10 people that are around him, who's the greatest? And that's his measuring stick. The 3 million people is no difference. 10 people, you know. The cockroach convention. The cockroach convention, 3 million cockroaches got together, like the president.
To what?
Not the president. And they had two parties, these made speeches. One, the cockroach got up and explained why everybody has to listen to him. He's going to be good for everybody. Cockroach convention. Some people were nice about it and wanted to vote, some people wanted to fight. There are different processes. Cockroach convention. And then somebody won. But you're all cockroaches. It's not a cold, don't talk about cockroaches. That's the whole story.
Yeah, maybe not.
Same thing. The other half.
The other dimension.
Sean, it's over there. What's the reason why I don't know it?
Because
over there, this time. Let's go over there. Maybe the young. Torah is not Gashmi, that it can be over there. Torah is everywhere. All Rukhnis is not restricted to place or time. Same thing over there, time element and space element are always parallel. So if I was born, the door of Moshe being Kiva, at least the Vilna Gaon is okay. Then I would know Torah. But this low door of the rebellion is a tanoim out in one on the via. What can you expect? So the possibility says, Lo yimachof mashal tisos. You've defined yourself as a chof. Because that means that your defining Torah is dependent on time and place. It's not. Torah permeates all the levels that exist in the world. And if your generation existed in the world, it didn't happen by chance. It was part of the Rosh's plan. And there's nothing that's part of Rosh's plan that's too little or too late. You can't use those words, Bachlal, in relationship to Torah. So you can see Torah only in big doors, and you can't see Torah in little doors. Then if you would be in the big door, you wouldn't see it there either. That's a good excuse. It's over there. When you get over, what do the people over there say? It's over there. Amazing. So why it's over here? Maybe it's over here. Why over there? Because once you realize you put Torah into perspective of physical, it's never here. It's always over there. It's over there. That's what we say. Mar b'bishchor is a person who spends his life running around the world. The opposite of Yishuv Hadas. He's always looking for happiness or something called success. Tachlus. He's running after it, full speed ahead. The first class here, and he was there. And this is expressed in Chazal as Sukhari. The morale throws in another plug for the Sukhari. Why were they singing? The concept is not necessarily, you can be a pianist, you can be a rock fan, you don't have to be a businessman. And you can be a businessman and not this. Why was it expressed in this form? So it says that Soicha is also a non-Ruchni, a Gashmi form of behavior. Why? Because in Ruchni there's nothing secondary. Everything has its own atzmius, everything has its own intrinsic value. Gashmius doesn't work that way. Most things are secondary. Sometimes you should be there, fourth there, fifth there. So as if a person produces constructive activity, he produces, and then he sells it. The selling it is just the delivery system. But the profit aspect of it here is because of what constructive activity, the maisa, the avoida, we discussed the avoida, maisa, constructive activity of maisa gracious, the extension of maisa gracious, that the laos is the maisa gracious, that he's producing. So he's doing something of intrinsic value. If you take from here and you put it over there, and because you took it from here and you know how to get, and I came down the price and you took it over here, and you're going to get a good price out of here. And that's your profit. So what did you really do for your profit? It's called making something out of nothing. In Gashmi form, that's square right. It's standing, it's not right. But in Ruchni, there's no such concept. There's no such existence in Ruchni. The Mishnah, therefore, is telling us that if you're like a cloud of it, that if you, even if you do learn, but if you don't learn Torah as Torah, you don't realize that it's Ruchni. And that that's what man is all about. That's tachlis. Then you won't be a fool. You may attain exit visa from the Amor's world. You know the basic ideas. That's something in the middle. Rishayna already found a new term. They have a new term between the Kohen and Amor's, and they called it Balabos. I haven't found it in earlier sources than that. And let me show you other places where it's expressed. Something between Amoritz. It says, Mechlal Amoritz Yotza, Mechlal Talon Pocham Loi Yichas. So the Mishnah is telling us here, the Mishnah in the beginning was giving us the clarity of Amoritz and the boar, and then he was teaching us the process of Limud HaTorah, those two aspects. Now it's going further and telling us that it's not Hilchos Koyel, it's Hilchos Teir. Especially with Koshuos, you know, the Mishnah, so it looks. If a person has the right attitude towards Teir, he's Gela, then Batlat, you can be Machim with that today, tomorrow. But Hamarbe B'Schoyer, which means that he's approaching Teir from a Gashmistic approach. From a tachlis approach. And generally then it would have the pshuta shalmi prayer of the Mishnah will happen also. The tachlis will be behind this panasa and the Torah will be the pshuta arayim. But either way, on any level it's both put together, the bottom line is that the yachim is not going to be. Okay, so we got the end of the Mishnah. To the end of the Mishnah.
The Torah itself is strong. Also, even in the Rukhni Sekhala, we can also be a Valgaiba in the older
religions. There are saints at every level. As a matter of fact, the higher you go, the higher you go, the higher you go.
That's worse, I think, that the learning parents and use that also in Valgaiba.
Yeah. What would have been better? That's a question. Those are difficult questions. There's a version of that, but... So the simple pshat of the Mishnah, which is that if there is nobody around to go to the Talmud, so go to the Talmud. If there's nobody around to daven to the Talmud, so go. Stand at seminaries, ceremonies. If there's somebody else to do, there's somebody else. But we also do up that to any level you want, and different trying to say the same idea. Rashi says, "Well, look at this." And Rashi says, "Ishtadl." Welcome to the notion of shtadl yasish. Rashi says, "Ishtadl tasek b'tzorchi tzibur." Our b'mokum sheyeshish hata tasek b'dayasek. Tzorchi tzibur. We had the earlier mishnayos that explained the greatness of tzorchi tzibur. Now the Mishnah is telling us another rule, and that process, according to Rashi, is that if there's nobody around to take on the responsibility of the tzibur, shtadle yosish, grow into the sheets. But if there is somebody else around, you can let him have it, you can pass, and you won't do it. Okay, this is the basic side. That's the basic shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us the klal. And this is the klal that in our generation is the main, this Mishnah is of extreme importance because it's the main reason why we have a right to do most of what we do. What's the reason why I say shit? It's a pure passage. You see it?
I'm a big joke of my
So the Mishnah. A lot of things, a lot of the requirements, Chofetz Chaim's motion, a beautiful motion. In Europe, they had a, what they called the landowner? What was the landowner? The landowner. He owned the estate, and everybody was. Like a surrogate son of the estate of the landowner. He was a little melech. What do you call him?
Aaron grandson.
No,
Hebrew.
What?
Hebrew.
Yiddish. There was a special word there for these guys. Most of them were for the family. They were much our friends. Anyway, this fellow came, he would visit his presence and check out what's doing. They come here, they expect to be treated like relative to their favorite rulers, they should be treated like a king. So he came into this poor household, and they put out the Shabbos tablecloth and put up the kettle and make a cup of tea. He drinks the cup of tea and stomps in his mouth, throws down the cup on the floor, yells at them. Split this water company. So he took it from the well. The well outside. The well that you gave me. He took the water straight from the well. He says, you drink the water from the well. But when you're using water for my purposes, you have to put it through a sieve first. So he learned the lesson. And he stands out of there. Anyway, a little while later, there was a fire in town. And they cried and went around town and said, everybody should please fill up their barrels of water and help put out the fire. And as he's walking around watching everybody do their thing, and this family was taking the water and putting it in the sink. So what are you doing? He told us that. But there's a fire burning. When there's a fire burning, you throw it everywhere. This was the Chofetz Chaim got up at the Rabbonim's meeting. There's a fire burning now. What have you had? So in the old days, you had to be Roy, you had to be You have to know exactly how to say things. You have to understand things properly. How to express them. It's water. It's tough. It's got some stones in it. Some rocks. And all kinds of other impurities. But it'll put out the fire. So whatever you got, though. Where's that come from? That's the rough translation of the Mishnah. Ish is a person of quality. Ish is a statement of a person of quality. There are, in the Rishonim, some interesting ways where they found to express. One, we saw it, so Rashi put it on Sofei Tzibur. Ben Yonah starts his first shot, very interesting. And what it refers to, he says as follows. The Mokum Shein and Noshim, Lo Recho the Mitzvahs, V'yas Recho, Ishtalo Yos Ish, V'yas Yos Atzvah. Shalom La Seis Ki'im Hayosh Ve'in Eshom. This is a part of the different Rishonim have the same shot. And Ish, they take as an Ish to Ish Mochiach. Kiddush of the Bina Hina, as he doesn't say it to the next guy, that would be together with the Poshik Shat. It's one of the Sofei Tzibur, or a higher level of Sofei Tzibur, is Moshe. You need a person to arouse with different communities that were in the Tukan. They had Tamid Chachamim, that the Mumunim, Tzfas, in the days of the big days in Tzfas, with the Rizal and the Chesif, and everybody worked there at that big Knesset over there. And so they had Rizal, they had 10 Mumunim. And their job was to walk around the city and to make sure things are the way they should be. It's one of the circuits here. Chiddush the Bina Yonah is telling us that the finger could be pointed in this direction. So, why didn't you go here, Musa? Why didn't you go here? There's nobody around. In a place that nobody gives us. There's nobody around that big person. The little girl was called in the middle of the market. Musa. Did that force them? People all of the kochas in the middle of the market put on a very stern face and in a shrill voice told the girl, shut your doors, close the windows, and close the curtains, and then you become a domino. Leave everybody outside. Go out and move and abuse the people. So after the only one cry, heard the Kabbalah of Musa, and after he calmed down, he told him, the devotion that the Yulam Magad used was, Nishkin Yikunz. Of course, to be only going closed up in your message, right? And it was also fun of the mission. So much for the attempt to be closer to the guy. Anyway, but.
What do you say then? You write what?
You're right, it's no kunz. So who's going to give most of the guy? And the same thing, a person in a particular day or period of his life could be relative to his surroundings, like the Vilna Gaon was to the world. Where there is the mice and nobody is not able to say, it's not going to happen. You can't go looking elsewhere. So the Mishnah that the Renyan is telling you that doesn't part to you from the requirement of Muslim. And if you don't have somebody who's bopping over the head, that's how you're keeping you in line. Then you have to establish this issue. Turn around, it's good personality, and be together with yourself. There's a mashmoes that there's a b'diavad here, just like the whole Mishnah. That there's a problem here. I don't want to go into it in any length. But there's a difficulty here. There's a b'diavad. It's a kiddush, so you can do such a thing. A person is not supposed to function as a split personality. It's not supposed to function here with the his super ego, whatever they call it, has to function as a totally one unit. The nation is telling us that B'diya, better than not giving, having any Muslim, you have to give.
But how many people besides
the Dhamma Gong can do that?
To give yourself Musa?
Yeah, how many people can do that?
You couldn't give the Dhamma Gong Musa.
You certainly can give yourself Musa.
Because you know very well.
Think of all the opportunities you've given there.
It would take the Dhamma Gong Amkus to find something to give the Dhamma Gong Musa. Our Amkus would be quite sufficient.
No, what I'm saying is,
what means to say is,
who's going to be able to be effective in that? I'm saying, okay, that's fine.
There is a chiddush there, and maybe that's part of the beer here, is that you're pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. You could end up with your feet up and head down. It's not so easy. The other chart of the venue, another chart he has over here, is a very interesting chart. The ones that he's talking about Chokhmah. Obviously, a person's in a city where there are people of greater Chokhmah than you. So you go to learn by the people who have greater Chokhmah than you, or the Rebbeim. The Rebbeim will teach. What happens if you're in a situation, or relative to your whole generation, where you don't have where to go to anymore? And relatively, that can happen to most people at some point in their life. The Mishnah is giving us an interesting way of putting it into the chat of the Mishnah of the Cholokans. Try to be an Ish. Even though there's nobody bigger than you for you to compare yourself to. Even if you can't find anybody in the whole generation to compare yourself to, look up to. So then see yourselves as being part of the, this is a region speaking. In his generation, that would be. He goes even further. If that doesn't work, I'm talking about Losom, Takshat Kirato Imidim and Vim. Imusha Bino, Pushala. Masai Tosik Lechok Mosom. Was there like this rational ilam? This is a very important yisoid. This is a very important yisoid. That in order to grow, a person has to have hasaga, a real hasaga of what it is that he's trying to attain. If a person has attained all known goals, known to him. And basically, he's a beseder. He's on track. And now it's you can put on coast. You can put on just more of the same. He puts himself on, I've attained all these other more areas that I have to deal with. Do it again, chazar, it's all on automatic control. So there's no growth process. So going higher. Because there's nothing around for him to attain a real hasoga of what that is. So the Mishnah, the Chiddush is, and you see how far the Gemara goes, it's talking about some person of such greatness that he needs to get up to the Nevi'im, to the Chachat Le'at Talmud. And he was talking to himself, obviously. To get himself pushed. He didn't sit himself down. As a Talmid of Shemesh, he doesn't have the clear hasaga of what the goals that he's required to do. For us, if we would sit down and Mishnah Rabbeinu, since we have so no understanding what that means, it wouldn't move us to keep it there. If we would sit with Moshe Feinstein, he wouldn't do us anything anymore. See what greatness. Who's the person of Benyamin speaking to? Person of tremendous greatness. So he has to measure himself up against it. The Chachmei Talmud phrase. Nevi'im. It's the same concept as the centurion has in us. The question is, why does somebody, or a little person, I understand, a psychological approach, a little person needs it. What does a big person need such a thing for? He needs it without, he can't grow. There's a problem, he may be misashable. And what is it? How does that go into our Mishnah? The concept is as follows. I'll say it in this form. The morale says, in a place, very interesting, I see it. It says, Kol Eisiv Ve'Eisiv She'en Amal Ve'Akiyah Umaka Eisiv Ve'im Ve'Yidol. Every Eisiv, every, that means everything in the world that has growth potential needs, you know why it grows? You go to the scientists and they'll tell you their stories. It's not the real reason. They tell you now, they can, now that it happens, they explain, it must be this, it must be that. What is the force that makes them grow come from? So Laval said there's a mouth barricade. On every age, every blade of grass has to have its own mouth barricade. And macro, we don't understand several things. First of all, we do know that prevention made Teva. And the Teva works, but what's the problem? Second of all, every blade of grass is. And third of all is, what's this halimut here? At the maka oisa?
I thought it was sun and grass.
If we just would say nicely, please go, wouldn't go? The fear is even a blade of grass. It's the most basic, lowest form of growth idea, concept of growth. Requires a macro, you say. A malach to be macro. Okay, malach is this, what's this referring to? So now it gives us a very good understanding of the concept and says as follows. Berach, what he said, is as follows. Nothing will produce, will grow, will continue unless it feels the need to grow because it knows that it should be bigger. The chasor, the driver, sees that the shlemus is incomplete. It drives him to complete that is incomplete. In this world, nothing is complete. However, one of the chasorinus is that a person can imagine that he is good. So the malach berakia is that connected every existence in this world that has an imperfect form. There is its corresponding koyach and the olam ruchni that it is the total potential of that item and ultimate. The makel is the malafiki, the koyach that has the full potential of that brief here. Gives it another drop. Understanding the meaning of what the total shlemus of that is. Only under such circumstances can a person grow. Growth requires the feeling of the chasor, because I have a soga that I'm here and I could be there. The mission is teaching us here that we are satisfied with chokhmah. If a person doesn't have a living form, theoretical don't work. You need a living form of seeing that goal in front of your eyes, I'm here and I gotta be there. You won't have the total involvement, the total drive to grow properly. At Kaday, that if a person, wherever you go, you equal to, he says to somebody here, only on himself, who else could it be that he says, that maybe with the Chachmei Talmud, that may not be strong enough medicine, so go to the Nevi'im. And commercially, that's the top of the left. As long as a person has a goal in front of him, that realization of his chasor, and that chasor is his personal chasor. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't speak to us? Because we say the shlemus that Moshe Rabbeinu represents doesn't relate, doesn't express a chasson in me. It's like if a cow see a person. It's very nice, you can talk that hand off. But you're a person, I'm a cow. That's the child that everyone says. The shlemus from Allah and Achim Yerod. Generations, there's a gap, the generation gap is that you can't compete, it doesn't work anymore. The Benjamin says that if you had such grace that your generation doesn't work, then the early generation will work for you. Only for them. Right? The person who has not on his level, his chavrusa may be enough for him. The neighbor next door. But for the greatest person, And he gives them, there's a Hagzomer greatness over there. He went up to the Talmud, to the Talmud of the Chum, his man of Talmud. He said, we're talking about something that maybe that's not sufficient. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. If that doesn't work, then guess what? I had an Nevi'im too. No problem. You're covered. It goes into the Mishnah of a Mokum Shehen Roshim Shtal Yashish. What's the Pshat? What was the Mokum Shehen Roshim Shtal Yashish? Unfortunately, explaining not here. The other place is that the basic quality of a human being, as long as he's in this world, Adam la Amul Yulod. Why? Amul is the effort necessary from being Moitzi Dolim la Kerechel Poyo. Every other thing that needs growth in the world has. There are things that can't grow at all. They're static. There are things that are either in the animal world or the plant world or in the lower forms of human world. That in those terms, it's not what a real human being is. It's the part that's equivalent to animal. In those terms, they have potential to grow, but they also have potential to fulfill their potential. The person in American society has goals. There are goals that can be attained. Get it. PA, MA, PhD. And they come. That's it. Then it could either only be covered or money. Money and covered, and money. And that's why most people start growing somewhere around the age of the late 20s. Because the normal understandings of growth and of necessary development. He's a full adult. He's made total success. He's made it. 32 and he's a success.
Got the thing on the wall and everything.
He's got the house. That's not human. That's animal or life. The definition of a human being, what's unique about him is that he has both the quality that he can be merciful, he can grow, and also that he has unending bekoyach. That the more quality you fulfill, the more potential you're getting. And the real process of potential fulfillment that is singularly and only to human beings. Nothing less than that has that capability. Nothing greater. Malachim don't have that capability either. Only a human being, closed mind, he's an ilm hazeh, has unlimited potential for growth that can never be fulfilled. Any other chablachim will learn about that. That's because that's an impossibility. Because as soon as you get to any goal, by definition, you redefine the goal. And if you didn't, you lose your quality of ish. And you, at any point, the person is always under the danger of becoming a kabbalah nesesalah. You have to always redefine the minimum requirement of ish according to your new growth. And if you can't find a new generation, then go to the Chachmei Talmud. You can't go to the Vim, you can't go to the Mishnah. Because a person has to have an unending ladder. It says, V'yad u'levim. The ladder has to have 2 feet on the ground. There's no can't be any else. That is the definition of ish. The definition of that quality that's called human quality, Adam lo amul yulad. The man has unending capability for growth. If you don't actualize this capability, if you don't have this redefinition, then relative to you, you're no longer an issue. Therefore, a person has to always redefine his definitions according to his growth. Every success that a person succeeds requires him to redefine his goal such that he's now at the beginning. That's the process of Aliyah. That's the other normal good. That's the human quality. Every success requires a redefinition of the basic identity, of the basic quality of a human being, such that you always have to begin. This is so you guys explain the many of the story. Many different drachim have arrived at the same yisoid. And this is what's packaged in Chazal's terminology that Talmud Chochem's called the Talmud. When you become a Chochem, you as relative to yourself never become a Talmud Chochem. Only the Talmud calls the Rebbe Chochem. But the person as his own was always the Talmud Chochem. When you become beyond Moshe Rabbeinu's level, then you can be an absolute Chochem. But then you may have a big problem because you're not in the ultimate reality. We're all Talmud leader of Moshe Rabbeinu. If what you learned didn't come from Moshe Rabbeinu, then that's a big problem. You have to go back to go square one, try it over there. A person always has to be a Talmud. Ishtadulias ish, the Mokam Shemeshim, you've raised your accomplishments above your surroundings. So you have no further status to be defined. Your qualities such that you are.
This concept of fulfilling the potential is a self-defeating virtue in Western consciousness. I mean, if you fulfill your potential, that's the greatest thing that can happen. Then you sit down,
what do you do?
Watch television, and so
on. What do you do when you fulfill potential?
You end your life, basically.
Basically. You eat spaghetti.
No, no, wait a second. Oh, you're getting serious. Watch out. Watch out. The idea is you have to continuously move vitamins. Anything that puts mechitza in there somewhere, this is basically very bad.
You're not going to learn more. You don't qualify anymore for Nish. Where is it? Who does it say? No, no, it says it wrong.
Well, Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yes. Yeshua.
Oh, not Nicole.
Well, Yeshua. What's the
title?
What do you have to say? Yeshua is taking over Christ, so Moshe Rabbeinu is gone. Yeshua is taking over Christ, so Ishtadli is Ish. Because Zachary is Ish. There it's more simple because he was 13. But so you can understand it all, it's really the same thing. But you could have, so it's simple. Yeshua is the God of Ador. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Pnei Chama, but he was Pnei Levona. This is the real thing, you know what you have to do? Be careful, you may become a chamor. Come on. Right? Yeah. You have to be a zakah. If you sit back on your laurels,
finished. Out. Stay on that tree.
What?
Just keep going on that tree.
We just finished the mission. That just tells us that we have to start the next question.
Before the tape
round. Now you think I'm not going.